What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Dreamcast. This is our first podcast in our church's podcast room. We're going to try this out. We're trying to figure out how to get our EQs and everything set up.
Totally.
So it sounds a little weird. That's why. Clay, what you been doing today?
What have I been doing? That's a good question. I've been doing school.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Very fun.
Oh, yeah, it's just me and Clay, by the way. Jay's not here today since it's just a figuring it out kind of a podcast.
Yeah.
I guess we could have called him in.
Yeah. If we want, we can. But he had worked all day. This was his last day at work for his week.
Oh, I gotcha.
His Monday's like a Friday for him.
But, gotcha.
So, yeah, he's probably not going to be completely awake.
I thought about inviting him to come to the church, but I didn't know if everything would be set up, and I didn't know if we're actually going to get to do it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it is probably best he didn't come.
Yeah, this is a cool podcast board, though, because, like, let's see if the sound effects work.
Man.
What is this one? Oh, nice. I'm going to use that one.
What is it? Oh, how good funny. Joke.
I think this one's applause.
Thank you. That airplane food.
Oh, that one sounds kind of neat. And today we have our guest, Clay York.
Howdy.
Woo! Come on down. Let's see what the top one is. Oh, yeah.
That is
spicy right there.
Can you upload some to it? Or like,
I'm sure you can. I mean, I could add it in post, but we're trying to figure out our EQs and trying to make our voices sound right, and I can't tell if it's the headphones that's making me sound odd to myself or if it's just because I'm not used to... Oh, shoot. that was the table. Anyway, so me and Clay were actually... playing an FPV simulator, and if you don't know what FPV is, it's first person view drone racing, basically. We both just got this new simulator on our computers, so we just set it up so we can fly together. And earlier today we were racing on that. I didn't have my controller for the first round, so it was pretty bad.
Yeah. Well, okay, it's not really bad. It wasn't that bad. I knew something was up, though, and I didn't know if you were lagging out, because when I went over to you...
Did it look really bad?
And when I went over to you in spectator mode, it looked like you were glitching out, but it could have been because you had to use the keys, so...
I was upside down for a while. Was that what you were talking about?
No, I'm talking, like, before that.
Oh, okay.
When you were going, it seemed kind of like that, and it could be because whenever you're using keys, it's not like a remote. It's not like a stick.
It could like be, but it also could have been because I was having to restart every 5 seconds because I couldn't keep a straight path. I kept having to click the drone reset button, and so I would like you probably saw me keep resetting back to where I was, but It was bad. I was like, I wonder if he's watching this, because if he is, he's like, oh man.
I was, but I mean, you tried hard. I saw you do it. I saw you were determined.
The second race we did, we were neck and neck. You went through it, and then I went through it right behind you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even see you going towards it though. Like, I got almost to the end, and I was like, there it is. And then I saw you zoom in front of me.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know we were that close. I thought you had already beaten me.
Well, actually, I was about to go in it, and I turned around because I wanted to see if... I just wanted to see what you were doing. But it turns out when I turned around, you were directly behind me. So and I was like, oh, gosh.
You would have won. You should have just kept going.
Well, no. But the thing was, I just... Yeah. And then I turned around.
And the third time was on the bridge, right?
I think so.
We were on a bridge.
And I lost that one.
Yeah, I was actually familiar with that map. So, yeah, I don't think you've flown that map like once.
Yeah, but it wasn't the same course, I don't think.
Okay, so yeah, I actually knew the map, so I smoked him in that one. Yeah, I think you timed out, which means you were at least a minute or more behind me.
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought there was a dive gate, but it was just basically a hoop that was off the ground, and it was... facing where if you could go over it and down it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the red line going through it because in the game, so to make it easier to go through the gaps and whatnot in the obstacle course, they have red lines showing where you go.
Yeah.
So I was trying to follow this red line, but it turns out I'd already gone through the gap it was asking me, or it was going through, showing me to go through, and I just had to finish in the finish line hoop. But the problem was I kept trying to go through the gap, and it didn't work.
Oh.
So then
I thought I saw you try to go through the gap, and I was like, I wonder what he's doing. Maybe he sees something that I don't.
No. No, no.
Nope, you didn't.
Yeah. And there's even green little, like little diamonds to show you where you go. And for some reason, I didn't see that it was over in the other finish hoop.
Yeah.
I thought it was in the dive hoop. So I kept trying to go through it, even though the little green diamond was telling me to go to the finish line.
Yeah. Did you set your settings so your field of view is your camera is warped like in a real FPV drone?
No, I didn't.
I didn't. I turned mine off because I didn't like it. It kept making the green markers in the wrong place for some reason. So I turned it off. I guess it's a glitch that hasn't been fixed. But have you decided what you're doing about a real drone, or are you just going to keep doing the FPV simulator until you get good at it?
That's a good question. I think I definitely want to start building maybe a 5-inch soon.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they're expensive to build and I know, and expensive to maintain. And to be honest, I just had my room remodeled. And kind of just with the stuff that we've been doing lately, and like the just for example, I got a car and that requires gas.
Yeah.
I don't have a steady job currently, so I feel like it wouldn't be the best idea just to get a drone.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be a better financial decision to first get a job and then start saving up for a drone.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm probably gonna stick with the simulator for a while.
Yeah, as far as my drone, my real-life drone goes, I think I'm going to stick with the simulator for a little while at least until I get to where I feel like I can consistently not crash.
Yeah.
Because it has been very expensive to build and maintain, as you said, my drone. So I think my plan is to, like I said, get good in the simulator, get to where I'm comfortable, and then I will make repairs to my drone, because currently my drone is not flyable.
Yeah.
It's going to be about, to get the motors I want, it's going to be about anywhere from $60 to $100, depending on what quality of motors I want. I would like to be comfortable enough to get the expensive motors.
Mm-hmm.
That way I will only have to buy them once, and they're supposed to be more durable. But I'm just not sure if I want to spend $25 a motor, because that is a very high price for motors.
It's a quadcopter, so $25 for $25, that's $100.
Yeah, plus I probably would want a backup motor, because when you crash one. Plus every time you break a motor, it's $25 a pop to break a motor, which I've already broken 2 or 3 motors, fixed them, glued the magnets back in, fixed them, and then they broke again. Yeah, that's commitment to not want to spend money. if people don't know, me and you are what most people would call cheap. I call us financially cautious.
Yeah.
we're a little funny about our spending, and I used to be a Dave Ramsey fanatic, and I mean I still am, but when I say fanatic I used to listen to him every night before I go to bed.
Yeah.
On the CD player. That was so I had it like baked into my brain not to get a credit card, which I'm considering getting a credit card only for only because I've been reading a book, or I've read several books about different people that have made money off of real estate.
Mm-hmm.
not necessarily books about real estate, but that's, they're telling about how to, I don't really, it's how to be financially secure and without being tied down to a 9-to-5 job, which is, some of the books are more gimmicky than others. Some of them are like how to get rich quick, but some of them are actually about how to have a mindset to make money.
Yeah.
I'm reading right now Rich Dad, Poor Dad, which is a guy who had two biological dads, but he had a dad, which was his biological dad, who was very well educated. He had a college master's degree or something mm-hmm. like that. Made a lot of money, worked 9-to-5, but was very financially insecure because he managed money very poorly.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah, so he was just talking about the mind. He got to see the mindset of both people because he had his best friend's dad did not have a master's degree. He didn't even make it past the 8th grade, but he had a mindset of an entrepreneur. And so he knew how to make money and he knew how to run his businesses. And
mm-hmm.
so he got that comparison between somebody who made a lot of money but didn't have a lot of money, and then someone who basically created his own wealth with not having a job. So
yeah,
it's a really interesting book.
That does sound interesting.
But basically, to go back to what I was saying, I kind of got off topic. But what I was saying is, I may get a credit card to build my credit, even though I don't really want to have good credit for a credit card.
Yeah,
I want to have good credit in case I ever want to start buying and selling real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand it completely. I believe what they're saying is you go in and you put a down payment on a house, you take out a loan for it, and then you sell it so you don't have a monthly payment unless you don't sell the house. So you have to, like I said, I don't totally understand it yet. I think that's how it works, but when I do understand it, I want to be able to do it if that's what I choose to do. I want to have that option. So what I would do is get a credit card and be very disciplined and strict on what money I spend on it and not spend any more money than I have. So that would mean, say I spend $40 a week on gas. So instead of putting that on my debit card, I would put it on my credit card and then pay it off every week.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't accumulate debt.
Yeah.
But I would still be able to take out a mortgage for a house or whatever or a property or whatever I needed.
Mm-hmm.
So it wouldn't, like I said, I don't completely understand it, but
I don't know all about that either. I do know one thing, that Dave Ramsey said, don't invest in anything you don't understand.
Exactly. That's why I want to understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I played around with stocks too. I haven't invested much money in it. My plan is I am learning about stocks. So
mm-hmm.
I'm investing small amounts of money and you know, kind of spreading it out a little bit, trying to see how it's going, trying to learn about it. And then maybe one day when I have enough knowledge about it, I can put some real money in it. And that'll be my long-term investments along with whatever else I decide to do.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah, but that Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that's a very good book. And you can get it on an unnamed audiobook website that we're not going to mention until we get a sponsorship from.
Oh.
But you can go, you, Clay, can go and listen to it if you so choose with a free trial. But we're not saying the name until we get a sponsorship.
Is it Bobbled? Bobble Books?
Bobblebook? What? No.
Abominablebooks.com.
Abominable Books? What?
Hold on.
Abominable?
Abominable Books.
It's Abominable.
It's abominablebooks.com.
You can go to Abominable Books.
Abominable.
Abominable.
For all your Yeti needs.
Yeah, but Anyway, I don't even remember what we started talking about.
We were talking about FPV drones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were talking about us being cheap.
I was just going to say also, one reason why I haven't, like, one deciding factor between getting a small FPV drone and getting a big one, because there is one called the Tiny Hawk 2 Freestyle, and it's a 2.5-inch quad. And I feel like if I were to get a 2.5-inch quad, if I did crash it, then I wouldn't break as many parts as often.
Yeah.
And it's a lot cheaper, and I think to, like, do all the modifications to it, it would be about, like, because the only modification I would do to it is give it a XT60 plug, I think, instead of the two 1S battery plugs, because how it works on the Tiny Hawk 2 Freestyle, there's two 1S batteries linked into one. I don't know if it's in parallel or what. It's been a while since I viewed that. But anyway, yeah. It's two 1S batteries linked together, and that's how it runs off. That's its battery, basically, two 1S batteries.
Yeah.
But I've seen multiple people do a modification to it where they cut off the end of that connector and put an XD60. Yeah, I think it's an XD60.
So you can put a 2S on it instead?
Yeah, one 2S batteries instead. Yeah, two 1Ss.
I mean, I guess that would... I wonder if that'd be more cost-effective. Like, you wouldn't have to buy two 1S batteries. You could just buy one 2S. I wonder if that would be more cost-effective or if that would be,
be
more expensive.
The main reason why I would do it is I did hear in one video, I think you can get a little bit more power out of it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now, it gets more complicated here. I'll admit, more complicated than it should be. But, so I have this... this little solar charger, and it has a USB going out of it, so you can charge your phone out of it. Well, the Tiny Hawk 2 Freestyle, you can get a little USB charger for your LiPo.
Oh.
So then you can have solar power charge the power bank, which then charges the little LiPo, so you can take it anywhere you want. And after looking at it, it basically could charge... That one power bank could charge everything, basically all my gear.
One charge?
With one power bank that's solar power.
Oh, I got. Now, how efficient is that power bank?
It's not the most efficient, I don't think. It's a solar power bank, so you'd have to give it time to charge. So it's kind of like, I don't know, it sounds kind of cool to have, like, something you could take anywhere, and giving it time, it could charge everything.
Yeah.
But then again, if I lobbed the end of that connector for the drone for the two 1Ss, if I didn't go that route and did the one 2S battery for it, then I would have to get a traditional LiPo charger, because the one 2S battery has an XD60.
Have you done any tests to see the efficiency of the battery pack?
No, I haven't, I don't think.
Like, I wonder how long you would have to leave it in the sun to get, like, enough charge to charge a phone or something.
I don't know. I was, well, I know you can charge it up, and since it's a bank, it has power over time.
Yeah, well, you could charge it from the house too, right? So,
yeah,
you can charge it from the house or from the sun.
Yeah, you can do either one. But then that's not even the main thing, though, that was the cost analysis. So, if I get an FPV drone, I would want it to be able to film maybe some cinematic stuff in a way, just, you know, with good footage at least.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking maybe Caddx 4K, or I think it's Orca, or, you know, GoPro Session.
Yeah.
One of those cameras.
If you could find one there, since they don't sell them anymore.
Yes. Or, you know, a GoPro Hero, one of those. You can get, I think, a Hero... I think it's a Hero 7 for $200 or $300.
Yeah, it's $200. You can get a Hero 7.
That's not too bad.
No, that's not bad. You can get a... they just came out with a 9,
yeah.
And I saw a review for it. It was Ledrib. He expected to hate it, and then he actually kind of liked it, even though it's so heavy. It's so heavy for a drone.
Yeah.
And I guess you've mentioned before that that's one of the reasons why you are... hesitant on getting the 2.5-inch is because you couldn't put a GoPro on it or any kind of large camera.
That's true. Now, I did look into it, and there is a camera called the Instago 360, and people have put that same camera on the Tiny Hawk Freestyle 2. Like, multiple people have put it on that drone.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing is, that's like $200 to get that little camera.
For the little camera?
I think so.
Tiny
it's a 1080p little tiny camera. Now, granted, that's pretty cool. You can put a 1080p camera on a tiny drone and you can fly it around. Then again, the Caddx Orca is like $100 and it's 4K.
Yeah.
But and then after you do like after I did all the math kind of and I didn't look at all the specs and everything, but after building out a 5-inch quad with the Orca camera and mixing that price kind of with the Tiny Hawk with the Instago, I think it's around, it'd probably be around $450 to do that with the 5-inch quad, like getting all the parts and the action cam.
Yeah.
And for the and for the Tiny Hawk, it might be around $400.
Okay. So. Okay. And that's without the
and that's
the RC, right? Without the transmitter.
I think that's with it.
It's with the transmitter included.
Well, not with the it would be with the transmitter it comes with. So it doesn't support the FlySky one. Gotcha. So it wouldn't be the best radio either.
Now I wonder if you can. I know as long as it has a UART port, you can put a FlySky transmitter on it. But if it maybe it's, I don't know, because some of them. Okay, so the FlySky has iBus, which is a non-inverted S-bus signal. So S-bus and iBus are pretty much the same, but S-bus is an inverted signal, iBus is a non-inverted signal. So the reason you can't plug an S-bus into a regular UART port is because it'll be a backwards signal. So it may be that flight controller only has an S-bus port, which is FreeSky uses.
Mm-hmm.
FreeSky uses S-Bus, and that may be why you can't use FlySky.
It might be.
Because it only accepts inverted signals. But
I think it runs on D8, it said as well. Whatever D8, that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Is FreeSky D8 and D16, I think? I'm not sure what those numbers mean. Also, the whole numbers with how much it costs, it could vary.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like an estimated, ran over cost, but.
Yeah, I think mine ended up costing me, let's see, it originally cost me $150 total, and then plus the goggles and the transmitter, it ended up costing me a little over, like, maybe it was, it was around 200 and 250, somewhere around that. But once I actually got it, I discovered that I had ordered the wrong ESCs, that it didn't run off of D-Shot. Those ESCs did not run the D-Shot program. So I had to order more ESCs, which costed $50 for the four of them. I got the BL Heli 32s, which are the ones you can play music on. Of course, I had to spend the extra money and get those. my receiver actually didn't work. It came with a dud one, so I had to spend an extra $20 on that. And then I didn't like my VTX transmitter, my video transmitter. And so I had to order another one of those, which is I bought a expensive one too, so that was $50. Then I had to buy another antenna because I didn't like the one it came with. That was another $10. And then I bought, of course, props. And so it ended up being around maybe $300-$350 total.
Yeah.
Maybe more. Depending on what you include, if you include the props and everything that's replaceable anyway, plus the frame and all that, I don't know. Anyway, it ended up being quite a bit more, but and now that I'm gonna have to replace everything that I broke, which is I broke the frame, the motors, possibly the VTX, and the receiver, which I might put a different receiver in there. But anyway, that's going to be another, depending on what motors I get, it could be another $100 to $200 to fix everything, and depending on what type of frame I get. But, yeah, it can be expensive, so that's why I want to make sure that I'm good at flying before I get.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Also, the also that was without trying to be cost-efficient, like the 400 and it, like, if I think it was 350 without getting the Caddx camera, but that might even be without, with or without being cost-efficient. It's been a while, to be honest, since I...
Gotcha.
Since I, yeah.
Yeah, I there was a lot, there was extra money spent on buying cheaper parts. It actually cost me a little bit more money because I bought cheaper parts and then figured out they wouldn't work or they broke, and like the motors, they weren't the toughest motors. I should have probably just gone ahead and bought nice motors, and they probably wouldn't have broke. But then again, I did break it by hitting a I hit a power line going like 60 miles an hour, so so it might have broken anyway, but yeah, so I'm sure I'll get one soon, but not immediately.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we need to race when we get home. Yeah. I don't know how much time I'll have before I need to go to bed. I think it's like, it's 9 o'clock right now. I got to work in the morning, but we could do a few races.
We could.
But I guess we can go ahead and conclude this testing podcast. I'll get home and edit it and see how it sounds. And
okay.
Or actually, I won't be able to edit tonight because I forgot to bring an SD card. So I'm going to put it on the church computer and get it Sunday.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys, to this bonus episode of Dreamcast, I guess. That's what I'll put it under.
Yeah.
Stay fresh and have a good day.
See ya.